Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out to the Nevada News Network out there, the Nevada Radio Network, and we appreciate them, Talk Network. Now, also a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for helping keep America rolling along, especially the over-the-road long-haul drivers out there, the men and women getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we start out this hour with Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And good morning to you again.
Morning.
Now, you posted an article a little while ago. I'll just read it. It's a Homeland Security article, and it talks about the victims of immigration crime engagement known as VOICE. What have they done? Have they disbanded that group?
There was something called the Angel Families, and, you know, when I had gone to Washington once a year for the Federation of American Immigration Reform event, for radio hosts, I've met an awful lot of what are known as the angel families. You know, those that are the survivors or victims of crimes by illegals. Under the Trump administration, both within ICE and Border Patrol, Trump set up a office for those that have been victims one way or another by illegals.
Right.
And that would give them help or monetary support, emotional support, and all kinds of things. Well, the Department of Homeland Security officially yesterday shut the office down. They are replacing it with an office to support the immigrants.
Just the opposite. Precisely. Okay, well,
I mean, it's outrageous. Outrageous. I don't even know where to go with it. It's outrageous.
All right, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Okay, let's go to the phone line real quick. This is Mike in Clearwater. Good morning, Mike. What's your question for Denise?
Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Morning.
With all this ransomware and people hacking into things, I thought about it, and it occurred to me there's a relatively low-tech solution to this. Now, you know, when the Internet first started, it was DARPANET, and that was set up so that somebody who worked for the government in Colorado could send a file over to somebody who was, say, in Washington, D.C. So why not go back to that in a certain type of way and take the Pentagon and the Department of Defense and all of these agencies that deal with sensitive information, take them off the Internet and build a private network that only they use, that it's not even connected to the internet, then nobody can hack into it, right? So let me know if that's even possible or what you think. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Mike. Go ahead, Denise.
No, I understand his point, but what he's referring to is something called the intranet, and that means it's really a virtual private network. Those exist. They are, in fact, being used. The problem is that there are so many features, internet features, like, you know, Adobe, where you can get PDF files, or people that send pictures, so you use a certain platform there, or, you know, whatever else, and they get attached to emails. Well, you got people that are email users that are not paying attention, and they get a email, and inside that email is, you know, malware. So the users of email are really the cause of the problem. They're not the culprit, but they're the kind of cause of the problem, because they're too trusting of opening an email from a sender. So are there fixes? Yeah, there are fixes, but it really takes an awful lot of training for people to understand what happens when, you know, you open an email that you don't know what is in the attachment. You may think you know the sender, but, and that's good, and that's fine,
mm-hmm.
but you may end up certainly with something in the attachment, or you think you know the sender, and it turns out it's really not who you thought it was. So this is it's a kind of a government function, and it's also not a government function. The government has the abilities to see these kinds of things and to put out these alerts, but it really comes down to companies and corporate users.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, broadcasting all across the country, and we hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. If so, tell a friend. Tell a friend. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Pass. It will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Pass. It will do wonders. And tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Alrighty, and check them out and see what they can do for you. You might feel a whole lot better after the end result there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
With former President Trump, number 45, if you want to call him that, being vindicated on so many fronts, you think now's the time for him to announce that he's running for president again, or should he still sit there and do what he's doing?
Well, I think here at this point we really need to concentrate on the midterms. And I believe that's where his focus is, too.
Yep.
He's already endorsed several candidates. And he is certainly, you know, working the back channels to help with fundraising and putting some money into some of these campaigns. So that's what he has said he's going to concentrate on, is to take back power in the House and the Senate. And normally that does happen in a midterm. I think that's smart of him to be doing that right now.
Now, BB Netanyahu is on the last 24 hours or so of his 12-year rule as Prime Minister of Israel, and he's not leaving the political stage quietly. He said he fears for Israel's future.
And he's right. He's exactly right. So He's got some cards to play. He may come out of power, but he still has the ability for influence and I would say some tactics to, you know, ensure that Israel is safe going forward. And most of that has to do with the Iran nuclear deal. I think he's probably not gonna fret too much about the relationship between the United States and Israel. He's been through this before with Obama and how badly Obama treated Netanyahu. So I think he's putting out the real warnings that he needs to put out, and rightly so.
Well, we'll soon know, and he's a mainstay in Israel, and I guess he won't really be going very far, but we'll see. By the way, the U.S. once again officially yesterday urged Venezuela to turn away the two Iranian Navy ships crossing the Atlantic, claiming the ships may carry arms intended for transfer to Caracas. Now, I got an idea that I think we might see like a Cuban missile crisis over again, where they have to fire a shot across the bow to get it to stop or turn around or whatever. What do you think?
Well, I would say this. For the United States to be putting pressure on Venezuela and Cuba not to allow those ships to port is fine. But that doesn't mean anything. Remember, what is on board the one ship are boats. And they don't have to port to put those weapons in, those boats with the weapons on them into service.
Right.
You can have water transfers. You don't have to have any kind of transfer just because you dock someplace.
Right.
So I would say the discussion of Lipitz is probably going on. and I don't think that the CIA and our military under Lloyd Austin has got any kind of guts, but they should. They should have the same kind of guts that the Mossad has.
But well, I'm glad you just said that, because the U.S. military has already begun conducting combat operations and surveillance in Afghanistan from outside the country's borders. That was announced by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He said that to Congress a couple of days ago. But the fact of the matter is we don't know where that is, and they're not going to tell anybody, because the Taliban threatened Pakistan if they did it there, and I think they threatened the Kurdistan area, or not Kurdistan, the other stands that are there, Islamistan or whatever the heck the name of them are there, that they're all stuck up in that little area. But anyway, we apparently have got a base there somewhere we're operating out of, and we'll see what happens if the Taliban has threatened to go after them.
Well, if for nothing else, I mean, we still have about 1,000 people in Syria. So, the U.S. has got some pretty interesting technologies. And, that's a good thing, certainly. But I don't know. I don't think things are going to end well for the United States in Afghanistan, personally.
Nope, I don't either. They got the Reaper drone up there, and they're trying to figure out how they can do combat support operations for the Afghan military. The drones are flying apparently night and day over Afghanistan, crisscrossing the country, if you will. At least that came out yesterday.
Well, the Afghan forces are pretty demoralized here at this point. So for them to have the ability to defend themselves, I don't see it happening.
Now, would you say the biggest problem that we face outside of that would be cyber attacks from, China?
Well, it's not just China. We've got Russian attacks as well.
So. Yeah.
When you disrupt supply chain, as we have seen that happen, you can easily bring this country to its knees. You know, if you just put a panic in the water supply, if you put a, you don't even have to talk about the power grid. But, you know, you saw what happened with, let's say they shut down airlines. Let's say they shut down, you know, they go after, remember the big, huge hack years ago, the Office of Personnel Management.
Yep.
It's, as I've said on your show many times, when I write about hacks, you know, cyber attacks, those are the least read, least interested articles that I have out there. People just don't, you know, they're not interested because it's, I guess it's just not blood and guts or something. I don't know. But I will tell you, it is a very serious thing, and we can't lay all the blame on the federal government. You have to also lay it on corporations. They're not doing enough to protect their infrastructure.
Well, we also know that the U.S. Cyber Command has asked Congress for an additional $62 million to harden the Department of Defense's networks as part of its unfunded priorities that didn't make it into the command's 2022 budget.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that, you know, I don't know why you necessarily need the money. You just need to reassign some people there and say, this is what we need to be doing. That's their job all day long. So, I mean, we're always dialing for dollars around here, but I don't know that, you know, you have to have additional dollars. We certainly have people that are smart enough, you know, to harden some of these systems. And you have to harden them all the time. You can't just harden them once and say that you're done with the job because, you know, these hackers, you know, they stay with something. I mean, they may work on a hack for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to work on your firewall virtually every 30 days.
All righty. Here comes the music. We'll let you go. Talk to you Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend. And don't work too hard on the mountaintop.
Okay.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for the articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she knows about it. In the meantime, Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco referred the case to the IG. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, say that former Attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify under oath to the committee. The demand came after revelations that the Trump administration had secretly gathered device data from Democratic members and staff of the House Intelligence Committee as they investigated internal leaks during the Russia probe. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Bo was in the studio this week, and thank you for the participation and the great questions and the phone calls that you made to him after he got back over there. Meanwhile, here's more about them right now, and then I'll tell you where they're located.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the great thing about the National Aviation Academy is they can train you to become a certified aviation tech, all right, maintenance tech, and you will have carte blanche on your career for the rest of your life because you can get a job anywhere around the world, and that's what it's all about. Now, they have two campuses to train you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. But either way, you want to give them a call and ask to take the tour of their campus. You want to see the campus. Talk to a student. Talk to a teacher. Talk to the financial people. Get your loan money set up. And I'll explain that in a minute. But the phone number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And don't forget that when you call them up, you want to take the tour of whichever campus you choose, Concord, Mass, or Clearwater, Florida. Now, the website to check them out at is naa.edu, naa.edu. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you the white gloves treatment wherever you decide to go. Okay, and good morning to George. Hope you're doing well there, George Godfather. I'll be up in Brooksville today. I'll get to that in a minute. Now, 2 weeks ago, two Republican senators launched a whistleblower site to gather complaints from troops about the anti-American indoctrination seeping into parts of our military. One of the people was Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas. They're starting to get results back in. And obviously this isn't a great thing for us to be contending with in the country, but it's a sign of the times, and it looks like, thanks to General Lloyd Austin and others, it's going to stay there for a while until we have a new administration, which is going to happen sooner rather than later. People cannot put up with 4 years plus of the Democrats and what we're seeing right now. Now, top Pentagon leaders defended Joe Biden's flat defense budget, the request on lawmakers to slash the legacy weapons programs in favor of developing technologies as a hedge against China. Not really a great idea. And we had testimony this week before the senators who are working on legislation to remove the sexual assault prosecutions from a commander's authority. This according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who has implied that he intends to recommend to the president that the military's legal system be altered in some related way. Now also, two former managers for a major privatized housing company have pleaded guilty to fraud charges in connections with a conspiracy to cover up poor maintenance work at military families' homes to make sure the company received millions of dollars in performance incentive fees. This according to the Justice Department. Why am I not surprised? Happens all the time. And, of course, the U.S., as we mentioned earlier, has begun shifting Afghan combat operations outside the country. They are definitely operating outside the country's borders. Reaper drones were flown into the country the past couple of days from parts unknown. And the Defense Department will not say whether or not the U.S. military will still conduct airstrikes in Afghanistan to defend the population centers after the retrograde completes this summer. But he said the Pentagon is, in fact, pursuing ways to base surveillance and strike aircraft closer to the country. Now, in the meantime, American and Romanian officers wearing correspondence green and blue camouflage uniforms stood atop an observation deck at the Capu Media training area in Romania with a common objective that interrupted their conversations throughout the sunny afternoon on the Black Sea coast. They were there as part of the Defender exercises, practicing to take on Russia. The U.S. also and other NATO allies could have as many as 450 F-35 joint strike fighters stationed in Europe by the year 2030. This coming from the general in charge of the U.S. European Command. And Biden's pledge to maintain U.S. capacity in Afghanistan without boots on the ground appears it's going to be easier said than done. No one knows how he's going to do this, including probably Joe Biden. But again, the strangeness of everything that happens here and the claims that are made, most of which in the past, I will say, when Joe Biden has made claims to do something, he hasn't done them. What will happen next? I don't know. We'll have to wait and we'll have to see. Now, a civil war is unfolding in two Virginia public school districts right now over critical race theory. That is the instructing students that they are either oppressed by the oppressors and or the far left side is demanding students be taught that because equity and inclusion to demand it and the state requires it. We are talking about Virginia, Loudoun, Virginia. The parents took on the school board and won getting rid of CRT. Florida, CRT is gone. There will be legal challenges around the country because this is what's going to happen here. The Democrats aren't going to take this laying down, the liberals. They believe they're right, and we believe they're wrong. Again, kind of hard to fathom that, well, the United States was founded in 1776, so the Declaration of Nope, that's not what they want you to know. They're stuck on stupor with the 1619 stuff. Which, if somebody came over then as a slave, that has nothing to do with the founding of the country because our country wasn't even a country then. Gee whiz. By the way, how much money did Dr. Fauci make from the COVID-19 ventures he was involved in? How much money? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And you know something? That's part of the pathetic part of this. Because we may never know. But we do know that his lab gave money to the Wuhan lab, and it was more than what we were told to begin with. We know that. Now, what's going to happen after all that? Who knows? I have my own thoughts. As well as Jeff in Sarasota. All right, hang in there. We'll be right back with more. I got to pick on Jeff because every time we mention Fauci, he puts up the big rubber duck floating in the bathtub. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. they listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Appreciate that very much. Mark Walters, of course, Armed America Radio. You'll hear his program this weekend on many of these fine stations that I'm broadcasting on right now. And armedamericanradio.org is a website. Go there to find out how you can hear him around the country. All righty, here we go. Hardly a week goes by, but I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. I was up there this week. I'll be up there this weekend, stopping on the way back from Brooksville. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, over into the Midwest, and way the heck out west into Phoenix, Arizona. That's because it all starts with Moss Care, that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? Got them. And they're commanding a great resale price so you can take advantage. As a matter of fact, they offered me $2,500 more from my vehicle than what the high book price was. I turned around, traded it, and bought another one. So, there you go. Made me happy, and I got a few extra bucks in my pocket. Now remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. And that's because Moss's motto is, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, do yourself a favor. Test drive the all-new Moss Nissan Rogue. It's the hottest SUV in the market. Totally redesigned. More room on the inside. You're going to love the way it is. And don't forget Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. You can check them out online by going to the website Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you another bunch of money. Now, the job openings and labor turnover survey, known as JOLTS, J-O-L-T-S, takes the prize for the most illuminating of the week's economic data. And that's saying a lot for a week that included jobless claims falling to a new pandemic low, continuing claims falling below 4 million for the first time since the pandemic struck, and a consumer price index with the highest core inflation since 1992, while the University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment showed inflation expectations declining. So Joe Biden might be pretty dull, but the economic data of his Bidenomics is currently riveting. Will it stay that way? No. And here's why. Economists had forecast businesses posting 8 million or so jobs in April, a slight decline from what was believed to be an unsustainably hot March figure of 8.2 million. And that was quite a reasonable forecast, as 8.1 million was the record high in data going back to the turn of the century. But what happened in the meantime was the cost of living in the reality index jumped out of sight. You see, every month since the first of the year, the inflation earnings of American people have declined every month. Is it going to be rectified anytime soon? No. Can it be? No. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, and let me get over here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric Simmel. Thanks for taking my call. Awesome show yet again. Just a little while ago, two things. The point, one being the internet and cybersecurity and stuff like that, and Miss Denise is all over that in her articles. I'm one of the few that read some of her articles regarding cybersecurity, but anyway, I could be mistaken, okay? But if I'm not mistaken, former President Obama, when he's his last days in office, he let the, it's called ICANN, run out regarding who had stewardship and control of the internet, which was the United States. And
That was my understanding.
Mm-hmm. Right. We were in charge of assigning, IP addresses, domain names, all the logic behind that and everything. And that ended 1 month before the 2016 election. That was turned over. And now I haven't dug back into it, but that, I don't know who's in charge of that now or controlling that, but it's no coincidence that all of a sudden there's all these perfected cyber attacks for all these unknown groups and all this infrastructure within the United States, and other, some other Western nations, you can go back to that Guccifer 2.0 and stuff like that. They're black operations, if you will. And I understand about cyber warfare, cybersecurity, prevent defense and all that. I get it. But it just seems like it's almost too coincidental with all the stuff that's been going on to lead up to a World Economic Forum cyber polygon, a drill that comes out that begins in July of this year. That's number one. And number two, you're talking about Dr. Fauci and the emails and the funding, et cetera. While the funding is essential to find out the rat lines, if you will, where that funding went, who got it for what and this, that, and the other, I think what people are missing, again, this is my opinion, within those emails, all of this since January, or let's just say February of 2020, hinges on what he said or not said or persuaded people to do within those emails. And this leads back to even cybersecurity regarding the deplatforming of people that have a different medical opinionated expertise regarding what's going on. There was just a story where Senator Ron Johnson was kicked off of YouTube for COVID-19 misinformation.
Well, he had 19 different stories that they said went against their standards.
Right. So, yeah. But who's setting these standards? You understand? You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Cybersecurity is important. Who controls the net? There's a physics cliche, if you will. Control the electrons, you control the mass. So, I think that, again, circling back to Dr. Fauci and the cyber is tangential to that, but what is in those emails, again, is why we are talking about it today. It's why there's been, you know, overcounting, I'll just say that in my opinion, of those deaths associated with COVID-19. It is why that there have been, you know, trillions of dollars of have been lost. You know, untold numbers of people that could have been, their deaths could have been assuaged by the use of a hydroxychloroquine or other medicinals or therapeutics.
Oh, that's right. That's why he got booted off YouTube, was because of the positions on hydroxychloroquine and the way it worked. And YouTube says, nope, not true.
That should tell people all they need to know. Now, regarding how that goes into these vaccines, et cetera, and I'm not going to debate the ethics here or anything like that, but here's the thing. Without the emergency use authorization, those mRNA vaccines, or I'm just going to say use the word vaccines, mRNA vaccines would not have been introduced into the public sphere.
Correct.
Okay? So now they got all this testing going on, let's just say testing going on within the global population. Now, Moderna, as you reported, has applied for licensure and approval, which is different than emergency use authorization.
Yep.
Licensure and approval means it becomes, you know, a permanent fixture, and that will be the preventative, if you will, of choice for the global world medical system. And what that's going to do, and this is just my opinion again.
Yeah.
What that's going to do, it's the EUA at that point, once these studies conclude at the end of 2022, according to FDA papers, and I may end sooner, but that's when the data collection ends.
Okay, you're going to run out of time, so make it.
Yeah, right. So, yes, sir. So I hope people understand where it's going and look at the 50,000-foot view at times instead of just what's going on in the grid square, so to speak. I thank you for the opportunity, sir, and excellent show, and Simplify.
Thank you. And by the way, Johnson & Johnson, folks, there was going to be 60 million or so doses shipped over to Europe, and Europe says, nope, we're not going to take it because of some sort of snafu or problem or whatever. Don't know exactly what it is. I'll wait for further clarification. But the Johnson & Johnson vaccines from the Baltimore plant are not going to be taken overseas. As a matter of fact, I do believe they're having to destroy those vaccines. Well, here comes the music. That means I got about 45 seconds to clear out of here. But in the meantime, I want to invite everybody north of Tampa that's up there in our northern areas and our affiliates up there to come on over to the Hernando County Fairgrounds today from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. I will be there live and in living color. I'll be in the main exhibit hall right there. Easy to spot, probably right by the stage. So come on by. I'll have a bunch of free stuff. And in the meantime, hope everybody has a great weekend. Get ready for hurricane season. We may have one coming.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.